All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
It's a football. If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. And this is a special episode with me, Tariq. And joining us from Gurugram, our European correspondent, who's back from his European holiday, by the way, Karan.
Hey, guys.
All right, Karan, we are here to talk about match day 3 of the UEFA Champions League. It's entering the really interesting phase now, because after the first couple of matches, patterns are beginning to emerge in each of the groups. But all that aside, Karan, you are most excited about the tie. I guess for listeners, there are no prizes for guessing the tie Karan is excited about, because this is... Among the three possible ties in the Soccer Sense group, this is probably the rarest on this stage, because obviously Liverpool and Manchester United belong to the same league, so there are regular clashes between them. Liverpool, Juventus, we have had a few famous clashes, all right. But Juventus-Manchester United is not a tie we get to see often. So we are here to preview that game, Karan, and also look back at a bit of history of this fixture on the European stage.
Yep, absolutely. I think in all my years of being a Juventus fan, which is just over 15 years, I have never actually witnessed a Juventus-Manchester United clash. In fact, the last time it happened was probably a few months before I officially became a Juventus fan.
Okay, so... just to set the record straight, that was in February 2003 when they played the back-to-back legs. I think there was 19th of February followed by 25th of February. And before that, of course, there was one more famous clash, Karan. Maybe you do not want to be reminded too much of it.
Maybe we should have had Michel on this. He would have talked about it.
1999, Vishal would love if United were parting like it is 1999, because that was the time when they faced Juventus in the semi-final. Famous Roy Keane-inspired performance that led them to a 4-3 aggregate victory when they managed to beat Juventus in Turin 3-2. Pretty epic game. I mean, we were not really in tune in terms of the matches back then, but going back in history, that was quite the tie. And before that, they have clashed in the group stages a couple of times, in 1996 as well as 97, both of the times. Well, in 96, effectively, the spoils were... the spoils are not shared. Actually, Juventus did the double over United because they won both home and away. And in 1997, it was shared because United won the home leg 3-2. Juventus won their home leg 1-0. But all that history is kind of meaningless, Karan, because we are down to a point where these are very different teams which will be clashing on match day 3. Okay, and now getting down to brass tacks, Karan, because this is a Juventus side which will be coming with loaded with attacking talent. Granted, they did not quite win their tie against Genoa this weekend. Lost their perfect record at the Serie A, but still unbeaten. Meanwhile, Manchester United put in a rather gutsy performance against Chelsea, almost pulled off a rarest of rare wins at Stamford Bridge, only to be denied at the final minute of stoppage time, conceding a last-minute goal. So that finished 2-2. How do you see Mourinho approaching this game, and how do you see this setting up?
Well, the one thing that we have to consider here is the way this group has panned out. Juventus ideally do not have to win this game, because they still, after this game, they end up playing both United and Valencia at home, and plus the one game against Young Boys. So it is not a must-win game for Juventus. So invariably, when Juventus are in a position where they don't have to win, they invariably don't. So, but I'm definitely hoping that, you know, they don't go by those negative tactics, and they kind of, you know, push on to kind of, you know, seal their place in the next round. On the other hand, the result against Valencia that United had on match day two really kind of hinders their prospects. I mean, it's still not impossible for United to qualify. They still have it in their own hands, but they really need to kind of step up from, you know, what they kind of put in match day two. So it's more a must-win for United as opposed to Juventus. So ideally, United do have to kind of, you know, push for the supremacy in this game. And at that point of time, you know, if Juventus are willing to kind of be patient, they can, you know, look to maybe hit United on the counter. So there are a lot of subplots to this game, which we will, in any case, be kind of, you know, talking about.
Okay, and speaking of those subplots, you look at a Manchester United side and a Jose Mourinho, who you write off at your own peril, really, because especially on the European stage, because he's capable of pulling off these things. So you were mentioning earlier that what United might want to look to do is contain Pjanic, especially if they want to sort of stop the ball distribution in the middle. Okay, and we'll see how this match, of course, develops. This should be a very, very intriguing and interesting tie, especially because Valencia will be playing Young Boys on the trot twice, while Juventus face, of course, Manchester United twice on match day 3 and match day 4. So this complexion of this group could be very different come match day 5 and 6, which is where it becomes so very important for United to make sure they get points out of this.
Absolutely. I think the one thing that United do have, which can hurt Juventus, is pace up front, because with players like Lukaku and Sanchez, and even Pogba, who's no slouch, let me tell you, they can, you know, get at Juventus. Now, basically, what you need to do to get at this Juventus defense is somehow look to maybe get the ball behind the defense, because if you do that, there's virtually no pace in Chiellini or Bonucci to catch up, because they could run for 2 weeks and they still won't be able to catch up.
and we kind of saw that happening in the league game against Chelsea this weekend, so it could possibly be a tactic they could definitely be considering.
Definitely, I mean, but the key is the reason why this Juventus defense has been so successful is that they don't allow teams to get behind them. As long as the ball, as long as the game is in front of them, they're able to control how the game flows. But the minute, you know, they're in a situation where they're going to have to chase and or run backwards, they're a completely different team. But so I still say that United have the pace. As long as they're able to kind of utilize it in an effective manner, they can get at this Juventus defense.
Okay, and we'll quickly take a look at the other games that are lined up. Some notables: Barcelona Inter Milan might be an interesting battle at the top of Group B, but if those two teams draw, things could become very difficult for Tottenham Hotspur, despite the fact that they're playing Eindhoven. They could get to 6 points and they could still sort of be left behind there.
Especially we don't know the situation with Messi's injury last night.
Yep. Although you should probably think that Barcelona have still the firepower to put an Inter Milan away, but this will develop very, very intriguingly, because it could either become very tight or it could become a nightmare scenario for Tottenham. Apart from that, of course, speaking of nightmare scenarios, there is Napoli versus PSG and Liverpool versus Red Star Belgrade. Liverpool definitely need to win the tie, especially since they dropped all those points at Napoli, where they're decidedly subpar. Meanwhile, among other groups, things could get fairly interesting, actually, in the group involving Ajax, Bayern, Benfica and AEK Athens, because of that shock result that Bayern had the last week. Again, we thought this would be a cakewalk for Bayern, but suddenly Benfica are kind of breathing down their neck, and given that this week we have Ajax facing Bayern again?
I think it's Benfica. I think Ajax are playing Benfica.
Okay, hang on. Ajax are facing Benfica, that's right. And AEK are facing Bayern. So, I mean, you would probably think Bayern should be at the top of the group at the end of that match day. But, again, you never know.
You would think that, but you wouldn't put anything past, you know, the kind of form that Bayern have been in this season.
And something similar goes for Real Madrid, although really, even by their current poor standards, it would be hard to mess up against Victoria Plzen at home.
Unless they play on a skating ring as opposed to a football pitch.
Although, again, having said that, they just lost to Levante this weekend, again, at home. So it would be interesting to watch, but of course, all the eyes would be fixed on that Juventus-Manchester United tie, not just because of the ramification it has for the group and the individual teams, but like you said, generally it's just a big marquee clash, and it's odd that in the last 15 years or so, we have not seen this clash materialize in the Champions League. But it will in 2 days' time in the Champions League, and we'll of course bring you the action recap as well as analysis of the game, along with all the other stuff from Match Day 3, like we have been bringing you throughout the season, along with our European correspondent, that is Karan, on the other side. In the meantime, that is all the time we have this week for this special preview episode of Match Day 3. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
And hopefully we have an interesting soccer sense clash come the Juventus versus United clashes. And Karan, how do you feel about Match Day 4, where Juventus will be at home to United?
Yeah, well, I'm quite excited about that, but one thing at a time. Let's face it, I mean, the only time the sequel has been as good as the original has probably been The Godfather, so if we get anything close to that, I'd be happy.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see if that happens. Again, you can find us on Twitter at SenseSoccer. You can find us on Audioboom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. Or you can subscribe to us on any of your favorite podcatching platforms. Once again, that's it from me, Tariq, and our European correspondent, Karan.
See you guys.
And see you guys next week.